song about land boy. Yeah, we can do that. Let's start.
Housing isn't even part of the debate. You know you're living in a failed state. When millions of citizens are spending half their lives locked up in a prison for trying to survive, when laws must be broken just to have a place to stay, when the prisons pay the senators to look the other way, if you have to be a criminal to put food upon your plate, you know you're living. For oil rigs and pipelines, it's not so much a country as it is a corporation. Buckling under its weight, you know you're living in a failed state. When your nation is an empire facing daily blowback, and the only thing your leaders can think to do is attack. Bipartisan consensus that we need to spend $700 billion before the year's end on a military budget to make America great. You know you're living in a failed state. And almost every day some psycho with a gun has to open fire on a crowd before it's done. When a music festival becomes a free fire zone, that all they can say is it's okay, now he was acting alone. Buy some armor, pray to God,
identifier software. So 4 years. The 1840s were especially eventful all over Europe, but in the U.S., the biggest landlord in the U.S. was one of the richest families in the world. They owned a big chunk of upstate New York. Saying all this was his, I have the power of the state behind.
chandelier. Had another son, and this Rensselaer was greedier than his ancestors dead and past. It was the 1840s. Things were changing fast. It was the straw that broke the back. The bottle was uncorked. They started organizing meetings. The tenant farmers of New York. They found the strength of numbers. They found the power of suggestion. They found each other asking the same question. Who gave you the right to be a landlord? To live on land of ease while others toil? Who gave you the right to be a rich man while the rest of us pay you so we can work this soil? They vowed they would stop the rent collection. They vowed they'd bring this madness to an end. And when one blew the tin horn of distress, they soon found they had 1,000 friends dressed in calico skirts with masks upon their faces, on horseback, armed with knives and guns. They chanted and they yelled. They kept their farms and they kept the sheriffs on the run. They asked, who gave you the right to be a landlord? Live a life of ease while others toil. Tried to stop them, but nothing could be done to break their will. And 1948, the landlords buckled, sold their holdings to the farmers in the hills. Yes, they overthrew this feudal system, but it's replaced now by speculators and banks. And you can still hear the homeless families asking, of all the land is entering in our ranks, who gave you the right to be a landlord?
And video, right? So, I mean, you can see if there's
a
yeah.
River.
Yeah, there's a river.
Yeah.
There's a river.
Yeah.
it's so therapeutic to see people squatting a building. I just can't stand driving by all these vacant buildings all over the place. My rent more than doubled since I moved to Portland, Oregon 12 years ago, and I wrote this letter to my landlord, this letter to my landlord.
You don't care, see your one belief, whatever the kin. The things you do cause the state we're in. You bribe the politicians so they let you off. Now the legal situation's just the one you need. For you to make millions, for profits to be high, living billions won't be with you when you die. I hope you find the death you seek, meet the devil that you serve. If you live another week, that's more life than you deserve. Landlord. Act in the play will be written by the tenants, and until your dying day, you'll be paying penance. Your assets will be seized, that's a given. You can profiteer some business, start spending time in prison. Then you can get a job, figure out what you do best. You can keep the house you live in, but we're taking all the rest. Landlord.
There's a guy in Arizona who is just a person who's been chosen as the, you know, the one to be the one to be trying in this case by the Justice Department, and they're trying to find him guilty of providing food, transportation, and lodging, which are each separate felony offenses. Because the people he provided these things for were undocumented. And if he's found guilty in a jury trial, he goes to prison for 20 years, and anybody who does the same crime could too. Sonoran desert lands, you'll find the town of Ajo among the cactus stands. The only town you'll see, the only water too. When someone is thirsty, there's no question what you do. For well over a century, it was a normal thing to have an extra jug of water that you might bring. In the harsh Sonoran Arizona summer heat, we'd rather give the vultures something else to eat. A story I learned well. I always thought I understood the tale that it tells. It's spelled out very clearly in Matthew 25. What a good Christian does when a stranger arrives. There's a crackdown.
Was? Hat sie leise gesagt? Auch wunderschön. Da kommt doch voll.
And then, do we sing the song, a song to the cops?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we need to, of course, something to make them worry, or something. Let's see.
I won't understand you. I won't understand you. It's an English.
I won't understand. If it's a simple chorus, I think it's we can. People who are not wearing badges?
Rodney Coronado was arrested for a speech that he gave one evening by the San Diego Beach. He stated his opinions, they sounded just like mine. Now they want to put him behind bars till 2029. Prosecutor said the problem was the speech of children. Else about explosives, I think. Back here to dwell, maybe have a family, plant some corn and leave away. gently on the ground. Stay well out of sight, I tie sticks to the equipment. Set the timer on, and I knew that in 10 seconds those dozers would be